Hello and welcome to the Lent podcast for Saturday the 7th of March from St Ninian's Community Church. I'm Tom and today we will be looking at Mark chapter 7 verses 24 to 30. Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek born in Syrian Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. So today, rather than talking about feasts, we're instead looking at the other end of the size spectrum. We're looking at crumbs. Jesus seems to be taking some time away from his ministry in Galilee, where he's been performing miracles and preaching to crowds and arguing with the Pharisees. However, he is obviously too famous by now, even in Tyre, to be able to relax in anonymity, as this woman soon tracks him down. Jesus' first response to her seems, at first reading, to be a rather harsh. Referring to foreigners as dogs doesn't seem in keeping with the welcoming and barrier-breaking Jesus who we read about elsewhere in the Gospels. Jesus isn't, however, dismissing this woman with a racial slur. He is actually using a short parable to explain the nature of his mission on earth and the ordering of God's plan. It is natural in a family that the children would be fed first before the dogs of the household. Jesus does not say that the pets will not be fed, just that it is right to give the children their bread first. Jesus' ministry was directed towards the Jews first, those who had been adopted as the chosen people or children of God. This didn't mean that the wider world was not important to God's plan, or that Jesus didn't care about anyone else. We have examples such as the Samaritan woman and the Roman officer as other evidence against this. And at the end of Jesus' time on earth, he gives the disciples the Great Commission, in which they are commanded to go and make followers of all nations. But, having set the nation of Israel aside as his holy people, God was going to show his great plan to heal the world of sin through them first. That way, the rest of the world could have that as a model to see how God wanted to save them too. I wonder if he was also setting up the opportunity for the woman to reply as she did. Her reply shows that she has listened and understood what he is saying, but she still has the perseverance and the faith to continue to ask for what she needs from Jesus. She accepts Jesus' explanation that he has been sent to minister to the Jews first, but points out that he can heal her daughter as well without taking anything away from his primary ministry. She has faith in the abundance of God's gifts that there would surely be enough. Her reply also has a fantastic mix of both humility and boldness. She does not try to speak against Jesus' imagery by arguing about her status or demanding to be treated equally. She instead builds upon it cleverly by reminding Jesus of the messy eating habits of children and painting the wonderful picture of dogs sitting patiently nearby in expectation of the dropped morsels. This response of true engagement, understanding, perseverance, humility and boldness must have delighted Jesus. And sure enough, her daughter is healed immediately. So let's try to follow this woman's model in our lives as we listen and respond to God's words and persevere in our prayers to him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, may we have the boldness and the humility to approach you with all our worries and needs. May we have the clarity of understanding to fully engage with what you are saying to us. Feed us with your blessings today. Amen.